and he saw the kiddies handing the boxes round. They were awfully generous little chaps, while Isabel's precious friends didn't hesitate to help themselves. What about fruit? William hovered before a stall just inside the station. What about a melon each? Would they have to share that too? Or a pineapple for Pad and a melon for Johnny? Isabel's friends could hardly go sneaking up to the nursery at the children's mealtimes. All the same, as he bought the melon, William had a horrible vision of one of Isabel's young poets lapping up a slice, for some reason, behind the nursery door. With his two very awkward parcels, he strode off to his train. The platform was crowded. The train was in. Doors banged open and shut. There came such a loud hissing from the engine that people looked dazed as they scurried to and fro. William made straight for a first-class smoker, stowed away his suitcase and parcels, and taking a huge wad of papers out of his inner pocket, he flung down in the corner and began to read. Our client, moreover, is positive. We are inclined to reconsider in the event of... Ah, that was better.